Letter of Ignatius to the Romans. Chapter 1. Ignatius, also called the God-Bearer. To those who have obtained mercy through the majesty of the Most High Father, and of His only Son, Jesus the Anointed One. To an assembly, beloved and enlightened in the faith and love toward Jesus the Anointed One, our God, through the will of Him who has willed all things that exist, which also presides in a place of the country of the Romans. You are worthy of God, worthy of honor, worthy of praise, worthy of success, worthy of being pure, and presiding over love, obedient to the law of the Anointed One, bearing the Father's name. I also salute you in the name of Jesus the Anointed One, the Son of the Father. To you who are united, both in flesh and spirit, in the whole of His instruction, and filled with favor, who are in union with God, and with every alien stain filtered away, I wish every innocent joy in Jesus the Anointed One, our God. In answer to my prayer, as I ask to still receive more, I have attained my desire to see your God-worthy countenances. For in chains as I am for the Anointed One Jesus, I hope to salute you, if indeed it be His will that I be thought worthy of attaining the end. For indeed, I shall know that the beginning is well ordained, if, in the end, without hindrance, I am to obtain the inheritance. For I am afraid of your love, lest it may act unrighteously. For it is easy for you to have your way. But, if you do not spare me, it will be hard for me to attain God. For it is not my desire that you should please men, but instead God, as you also do. For at no later season shall I have such an opportunity to attain God, nor, if you remain silent, can you ever be entitled to the honor of a better deed. For if you remain silent on my behalf, I shall be in account of God. But if your love is for my flesh, I shall once more be a mere voice. But you can do me no greater kindness than to allow me to be poured out as a libation to God while an altar is still prepared. In this way, forming yourselves into a chorus of love, you may sing to the Father in Jesus the Anointed One, that God deemed the overseer of Syria worthy of being transferred from the rising to the setting sun. It is good to set, departing the world for God, in order that I may rise in Him. Never have any of you envied anyone. All of you have taught others. But I trust that what you have taught and instructed to others may now be applied to yourselves. Beg only that I may have both inward and outward strength, not only in what I say, but instead, even in will, that I may be a Christian, not merely in name, but instead, even in reality. For if I am one in fact, then I may also be called one and be faithful long after I have vanished from the world. Nothing that appears is good, for our God Jesus the Anointed One rather appears by being in the Father. Christianity is not the work of persuasion, but instead, whenever it is hated by the world, it is a work of power. I am writing to all the assemblies, and to instruct them all, that I am willing, with everything, to die for God, if only none of you prevent it. I beseech you not to indulge your goodwill at the wrong season. Please, let me be food for the wild beasts. Through them, it is possible for me to attain God. I am God's wheat, and I am ground by the teeth of wild beasts, so that I may end as the pure bread of the Anointed One. If anything, coax the wild beasts on, so that they may become my sepulcher, and leave no part of my body undevoured, so that, when I fall asleep, I may not trouble anyone. I shall truly be a disciple of Jesus the Anointed One, if, and when, the world can no longer see even my body. Petition the Lord for me, so that by these instruments I may be made a sacrifice to God. I do not command you as Peter and Paul did. They were envoys. I am a condemned man. They were free, but I am still a slave. Instead, if I suffer, I shall be emancipated by Jesus the Anointed One, and in my resurrection shall be free. Now, in chains, I am learning to have no desires of my own.